Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org.
Want to be healthier? It's hard to start a bunch of healthy habits at once, especially when you're busy. Focus on one step at a time, then build from there. One more glass of water, one more hour of sleep, one more scoop of veggies, one more family walk. One healthy habit leads to another, and over time, small choices make powerful changes. Get started at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, although more cash cattle trade is expected to develop over the next couple of days, the fact that trade was reported in the north and south yesterday continues to focus on the desire on both sides to get cash business done earlier this week than later. And we saw trade here in our part of the country, $104. About a dollar lower than what we saw last week. Strong gains in nearby long hog futures yesterday was encouraging to see, given the recent market pressure, but technically these moves do little for direction. What this market shift does do, though, is indicate that additional wide market price shifts could still develop as traders establish market ranges within a sideways trading pattern. Just when a person thinks it's safe to assume wheat is in a follower role, a session like yesterday comes along and blows that theory right out of the water. With row crops under pressure and in need of a correction, wheat prices rallied double digits for most winter wheat contracts and posted solid gains in spring wheat. Analysts continue to point toward China rumors, but yesterday felt as though there was a fair amount of technical support with recent breakouts in short-managed funds. Overnight, spring wheat prices are higher while winter wheat contracts are lower following row crops. Weaker corn prices overnight as futures give up gains from early in the evening session and the erratic trade of the week continues. Monday saw a rally to fresh highs before a hard sell-off left topping action on charts. This is followed by yesterday's session, which saw early selling turn into buying as the day grew on and a settlement above Monday's close. Importantly, corn prices have closed higher in three of the last four sessions and six of the last eight. And weaker trade overnight in the soy complex, with soybeans steadily adding to losses since the European Open. As with corn, soybeans have witnessed a fair amount of volatility this week, but have still managed to close positive through the first two sessions. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, October live cattle was up 17 cents yesterday, 105.47. December up 17, 109.15. September feeder cattle down 17, 140.12. October up 2, 140.65. And October hogs up 142, 55.02. December up 65 cents, 55.77. Kansas City wheat, September up 13 cents, 483.5. December up 10 and a quarter, 485.5. Chicago wheat, December up 11 3 quarters at 564. March was up 11 and a quarter at 571 and 3 quarters. December corn up a quarter penny, 358. March up a quarter penny, 367 and 3 quarters. November soybeans up 1 and a quarter, 954 and 3 quarters. January up 1 and a quarter, 961. December cotton up 24, 6540. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.